I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, you ever wonder what Phil and I wear while we podcast? You can find out if you join our Patreon. We'll also be talking about the films of 1989, but that's definitely less important than seeing our Zoom backgrounds, our headphone choices, and our sweatshirts.
It's true. It's true. You'll get to see all the various pieces of artwork that I have framed on my office wall, and you can see Kenny's garden, sort of. So that's something. That's exciting.
It's a hanging garden.
It's a hanging garden. But perhaps more important than anything, we are doing this Patreon to cover the best films of 1989. Batman, When Harry Met Sally, Indiana Jones, The Last Crusade, Ghostbusters 2, with amazing guests like Tom Meissen, Liz Hanna, Joanna Robinson, Brian Cogman, Chuck Hayward. You can sign up at patreon.com/podcastlikeit's1989. And for $5, you'll get access to all the audio of these fantastic episodes. For a few bucks more, you'll get video as well of our 99 and 89 episodes. And perhaps, most importantly, you'll be supporting us so we can just keep making podcast content for you guys.
Hello and welcome to Podcast Like It's 1999, the podcast where we talk about the films of 1999 from I don't know where because I haven't seen this movie yet. Here in 2021, I'm one of your hosts, Kenny Nybart.
I'm Felisco.
With us again is our favorite guest, obviously Barrett Doss, Danielle Savory. So happy I got that right this time.
Oh, wait, we got it. Oh,
who's that guy? He sounds loud and annoying. Guys, this is it. This is the culmination of everything we've been working towards.
It is day one.
This is the movie I wanted to watch the least, with the platform that I care about the most. With
Big Pluto head.
I am a big Pluto head. Everyone knows that. With our
true?
Two favorite. It is 100% true. It is no joke. I've been Pluto since day one. So I saw an ad for them on the subway that made no sense. And I said, I got to check it out. And I haven't left since. It's my favorite time waster. We are not being paid for this, sadly. But it's my favorite time waster. I truly love the platform. And it is an honor to be working with Pluto. Thank you, everyone at Pluto, for being our partners in this, putting this together.
Awesome.
And and potentially defiling your service by putting bats on or maybe a million. I don't know.
Listen, it's going to be great. For our listeners, in 3 minutes, we'll be watching on Pluto TV, their 90s throwback channel. We'll be watching Bats with Danielle and Barrett, as we have threatened on many times before. And it's finally happening. For a little bit of context, for anyone who, you know, is interested, Bats opened in 1999 on October 22nd, right in time for Halloween. It made $10.2 million on a $5 million budget. It's about bats. It's got Lou Diamond Phillips. What else do you need to know?
Yep.
Danielle Barrett, you excited to watch Bats?
Yeah. Can you guys remind me? Sorry. I'm very excited, obviously. Yes. Can you guys remind me why we wanted to watch this movie? I don't think I remember why
we made you.
Chose this.
We made you.
This on you guys. We put this on you guys.
Was it because we like watched something else from the same director or something? Is that what it was?
No, I think sorry, I was being told I need to switch my mic. Hold on.
I believe, Barrett, we've always had Bats on the horizon because it's kind of that movie that a year later or 2 years later seems like it would have been direct to video. But this year it was a theatrical release. It didn't do poorly. Written by the great John Logan. It always felt like this, thing that's kind of teetering on the edge of, is it serious? Is it campy? Is it fun? Yep. Is it scary? And we thought we've always kind of thrown it out there. And I think we threw it out to you as a joke, maybe Danielle as a joke. And Danielle's like, yeah, of course, Bats.
Yeah. I thought we talked about, did we talk about, what was that movie with Claire Danes and
Brokedown Palace. Yeah.
Brokedown Palace.
Is there any connection between this and Brokedown Palace?
Except that might be when we threw it out. Maybe we threw it out.
I think ultimately what Kenny's saying is true, which is this film fits into sort of this weird, we've talked a lot about horror in 99 and how there was kind of a lack of it and how Scream kind of changed the metrics of like your kind of winky meta horror film, and sight unseen, I think Kenny and I both were like, is this self-aware? Is this a funny, silly horror movie? Or is this like a, and we're going to find out, guys, because
it's starting now.
I was going to say, is it starting?
Yes. Go to PlutoTV.com or go to Pluto on your set-top box or whatever you use, your smart TV.
I had no idea this is a
Samuel Goldwyn production.
The classiest of bad productions.
And go to the 90s throwback channel. Here we go.
Yeah, here we go. I have no idea what to expect from this movie.
Nor do I, Phil.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
I'm excited too, guys. Barrett's face.
Sorry, I'm just making sure. I'm having this moment where every time something happens, I'm like, why aren't there captions? It's just...
I mean, I'm hoping that I'm going to get captions. I can hear it slightly as well, for what that's worth. But,
I like the music.
Yeah, spooky. Spooky season, spooky music.
I think I'm like a beat behind you guys, which is infuriating.
Are you really?
What?
Yeah, because I keep my TV on too. The TV's ahead. It's my computer that's behind. So I'm gonna get off this computer for one set. Get off this. Open it back up. Just sick of listening to your lies. Say that every day.
It's a cool car. See, I feel like there's a world, and I know Kenny and I are both knee deep in the Blank Check John Carpenter miniseries. Like this could be a John Carpenter-esque thing under, the right. Right, Kenny? Am I crazy in that assessment?
Yeah. I mean, like, it's not all that different. Just kind of from a premise standpoint, than the fog.
I know the bats already there. I feel like this is super fast.
The bats are already there. We are no less than 2 minutes into this film,
guys. Don't fuck with bats.
And he's afraid of bats. For our listeners,
I'm only afraid of bats. I'm not afraid of anything.
It's because bats have rabies.
That's right. Well, because I got Batman origin stories too. Bats were very prevalent in my camp growing up.
That's great. Origin story. I mean, here's the thing, guys. One bat is not that scary. You need a swarm of bats.
To some people, it is, though. Some people are scared. So scared of bats or birds.
Well, you, who wants a winged rodent, like, flapping around your head, getting caught in your hair?
Winged rodent, you know, is a great way of putting it.
A winged rodent.
Why would
rabies
it get bats caught in your hair?
Why?
Train.
Is it a bat?
Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
Oh.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it's bat big, time. Dude.
Oh,
that's a big fucking bat. This is amazing.
Look at Kenny's face.
This is the way this is shot. You would think it was a fucking dinosaur.
Yeah.
Phil, the movie's still early in the film. Might be a prehistoric bat. Who knows?
Are they playing on the whole, like, vampire bat thing? Like, is it sucking their blood or something?
I don't
or
think so. What? Just like it was kicking their ass.
Got it.
Oh, I forgot. Danielle doesn't like horror movies.
Oh, no. I could barely do Jaws, Barrett.
This is not going to be scary. I imagine that we've seen the level of horror that we're going to be getting here.
Yeah, I think you're getting a real full horror, like, animal horror experience with starting with Jaws last weekend and ending with this now.
We did Jaws
and it's Halloween, so I'm probably going to get more.
We watched
the month of
yeah, but I can't. I just forgot that she saw, like, the greatest of horror.
They're very similar films, I would imagine, having not seen this yet.
Your boy Bob Gunton, you love him, Kenny.
Who's B. Gunts?
He's the guy from Shawshank. He's the prison warden.
Oh, yeah, he's great. Yeah, I love that guy.
Oh, there they are.
So, great. There they are.
Oh.
Oh, sure. A bat scientist.
It's Leon. Oh. The professional.
I think those are two different people, Kenny.
I think they're different people.
I think they're different.
This has, like, a Jurassic Park kind of vibe, too, a little bit.
Yeah.
Is my guess is that there's going to be, like, a bat specialist.
I mean, they definitely spent money on this movie. This was not done cheap.
Nope. Well, they spent $5 million.
Oh.
Is this grossing you out, Kenny? Does it make you feel gross?
Yeah, it is pretty disgusting.
Look, the thing about I've
talked about bats a lot for whatever reason.
Yeah,
bats are legit adorable.
They are. Very cute.
They're little bears. Hey, but
Kenny, this guy's scared of bats too.
He's like me.
He's talking about it right now.
Who? What guy?
Leon.
Jimmy's freaking out.
No, Jimmy.
Yeah. No, Jimmy.
Leon was not going to get cast as a guy who was afraid of bats.
Wait, what's that actor's name?
Which one? Tina Meyer. She was from Starship Troopers, or I don't know Leon, but
Leon is from Cool Runnings.
I'm sorry, did I miss something? Why are they rushing out of here?
Because there are bats, obviously, Danielle. Horrifying.
He was holding the cuddly little bat, and then everything changed.
Oh yeah, I missed that too. Then,
just FYI, Lou Diamond Phillips replied. Said he will try to pop into the Zoom. He cannot guarantee it, but he will try. So who knows, guys? We might get Lou Diamond Phillips to pop in. We'll see.
I mean, come on.
So it's possible. Anything's possible.
Who's this guy now?
That's a great line delivery. Why are you landing this thing here?
God, I love Dina Myers.
I do too. This guy's hair is ridiculous. See, there's B. Gunts.
You guys, Leon.
Yeah.
Leon was once married, or is the baby daddy to Cynthia Bailey, who's a Real Housewife of Atlanta. And this,
of
just,
course,
I'm having like a mind.
There it is.
Candy.
I was
of course. Very excited. I was looking at him, going, "I've seen him somewhere," and it was. Both in Cool Runnings and Real Housewives.
Yeah, Leon was a bit of a thing for a while. I think Leon was like a model.
Right on. Yeah. They have a very healthy relationship now. I learned that from Real Housewives. He seems like a good guy. Nice.
Oh, there he is! Lou.
There he is.
Look how good he looks.
Always looking so cool. Look at that.
So cool.
He's great.
Why are you landing this thing here?
Did you guys ever watch Longmire, the show?
I saw a couple episodes.
He was really good in Longmire.
Lou Diamond Phillips?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He's good at everything he does.
He's a cool guy.
He is.
Yeah, his IMDb is long.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I feel rightfully like, so.
Kenny, didn't you talk about a Young Guns? You wanted to do like a Young Guns show?
I think a Young Guns show would be a good show. I would love to do it. I'll ask Lou when he gets on the pod. But didn't you say that like someone else is beat me to it?
I don't think that anyone beat you to it. I think that I brought it up to my roommate who's at a studio, and she said that Disney, it might be too edgy for Disney Plus.
I remember that, but I actually think it got announced very recently.
Oh, did it?
Like right after.
You might be right. You might be right.
That would be a good show. And then I think like immediately after, someone was like, we're going to make that show. Maybe not. I'll ask Lou.
Yeah, you I just think when he hops on, this is, I gotta say, like,
yeah,
pretty dynamically shot movie so far.
Yes!
Like, lots of like cool camera movements, and like it's this movie's trying. You know, it's about bats, but it's trying.
Ooh,
it's a lot.
I think I'm
better.
A step ahead of you guys.
Uh-oh.
I'm reacting to things before you guys react to things. Uh-oh. So
I think you are too.
I'm gonna try to delay my reactions.
Oh no! I thought that it would all be synced up. That's.
Well, I think that's our internets.
That's our internets?
Our collective internets.
Yeah, we're doing an autopsy right now. I'm assuming that's what Danielle was reacting to.
They went for the lethal attack.
This bat really messed this guy up.
Oh my God, yeah.
That's gory.
But Lou, the sheriff, thought that maybe some kids were doing a satanic cult ritual. I was like, what is happening in Gallup?
See, I like this because this feels like this filmmaker took the right lessons from the Michael Bay, Shane West school.
Interesting. Right? What lessons are those?
Okay, you know, kind of camera movement, a dialogue scenes, you know, kind of dark, moody visuals, keeping the score going throughout the scene.
Your hot lighting.
Yeah, I mean, this is the kind of 90s stuff I like. This is why I like the ambulance, you know.
The ambulance trailer looks pretty solid.
Trailer yesterday just, you know, really kind of turned me inside out.
Did she just pull something, a tooth out of that person? Is that what she pulled out?
That's a bat. That's why you don't fuck with bats.
Well.
Sick hoax.
Why do I know that guy? Why do I know the guy with the glasses and the hair? He looks like he's been in a
million
things.
He's been in everything.
Okay. Cool.
Might be your mailman at this point.
My closed caption stopped working. It's frozen with just one line. Such is life, I guess. Let's see if I can make it come back. It's impossible, guys.
Bats do not kill people. Period.
He's like a bat lover.
What was amazing about that line reading, Danielle, was that it synced up perfectly with mine. So it seemed like you were reading her mind.
It was subtitling Danielle.
It was phenomenal.
I kind of like this being a couple seconds ahead. I can just close caption the voice over the movie for you. I can say all of the dialogue.
Yep, I'd be down for that.
I would be too.
Thank you, Kenny, by the way, for saying my last name right. I didn't get to comment on that.
I felt bad since the last one. I felt like an idiot. So I'd be like,
why?
I've been saving it all morning. I've been going savory, savory, savory.
Nah, everyone gets it wrong.
I didn't sleep all night. It was great.
Savory, savory, savory. My wife is like, what are you talking about? I don't sleep with my wife. I sleep with my son, so I wouldn't even.
So I guess the question I have is, what do they think these bats are up to? Like, just did this bat just eviscerate this guy for reasons that are, we just don't know why?
Wait, what? This guy was doing tests on some bats from Indonesia.
They're destroying
the guy from Shawshank.
Okay,
of course. And now they're running wild.
I understand. Like,
no, they're not meat eaters. These are just.
Okay.
So this is very much Jurassic-esque.
I'll give you guys another bat compliment here. Sorry, I didn't mean to just jump in like a jerk, but
I also, Kenny, would say that this has a Deep Blue Sea kind of component right?
Yeah.
Where they've made these bats smarter than the average bat, more lethal than the average bat.
Yeah.
Danielle, do you know anything about Deep Blue Sea? Is that?
I've dabbled in some Deep Blue Sea. Sharks.
I think, honestly, it looks better than Deep Blue Sea 1, but not 2. All right, we got an ad, guys.
Oh, there we go.
Let's regroup. Let's regroup on this.
We got an ad.
Oh, yeah, commercial.
So, what is happening in this movie?
Commercial.
Let's do
I
it.
I don't know.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Barrett knows.
Barrett
can recap for us. Yep.
Dr. Casper is the hot girl, right? She's also very smart. She is a batologist. No, she's a wildlife zoologist. But Lou Diamond Phillips said that she was a batologist. And she said, no, I'm a wildlife zoologist. Then they were looking at that body and we discover that the town is hiding something from her Leon, who doesn't want to be there at all. Because he thinks she's cute, but he doesn't like bats.
Right.
And now they've discovered that the evil doctor from Shawshank has kept the secret from them that he flew in some bats from some giant bats from Indonesia, just 2 of them. And now they've, I guess, escaped. And they're assuming they're trying to like figure out where they could be. And that's where we stopped, I think. But here's my question ongoing. When she's like, hey, bats only go within 100-mile radius, that's their range. Like, these are facts that she's spouting off about these bats. But, like, they're enormous. Wouldn't they have a much wider range? Like, I'm starting to pick this apart.
there's some logic holes, but yeah. Danielle, you
aren't also real. Yeah. They aren't real bats. Right,
this is a movie.
Yeah, but I mean, like, she's referring to the bats. If the bats were normal sized bats,
yeah,
right,
correct.
Yeah,
correct.
I'm just wondering if they're like that aware. If they're like already playing with that, where it's like, oh, these are. I mean, they know that they're not normal bats because they found that enormous bat tooth, I guess, or a claw. Maybe it was a claw, not a tooth.
But like Bob, we're back. But Bob Gunton, did he say that the bats were bigger?
I think, well, they were a special species.
Okay.
So she called them flying foxes. So I'm assuming that they're a little bit bigger.
Here's the thing about the cameras that I'm realizing, the cinematography, it's very bat infused.
Yeah, that's
very
on
much
theme.
Like feeling, it's on theme, feeling like a bat. Yeah.
You know, sometimes themes are like trauma, and then sometimes themes are like bats.
Danielle is a couple minutes ahead of us. So seeing her face light up makes me realize that there's a body coming up or some sort of a horror component, which is great. It's a nice little hotel.
There is a bat virus.
Yep.
Medicine Woman.
Oh. This is great.
Here's the thing, guys. I might have to go ahead and rewatch this off this to take it all in.
For real. Yeah.
Because
I agree.
This movie actually seems
great.
and prescient. So
yes.
Don't eat that bat. Yeah, Phil, I've definitely seen this guy with the hair.
Can I? So Lou Diamond Phillips' delivery of the "we think it might be some sort of bat" is great because, like, he knows it's silly as an actor, but also like a character. Like, there's just a bunch of ways that he. It makes me think about how Oscar Isaac had to deliver that terrible line in the last Star Wars movie, where it was like, somehow Palpatine came back, and he says it in a way that's just like, I hate that I have to say this line. I hate that I have to do this. Lou Diamond Phillips is clearly having fun, and it's just like, I'm in a Bats movie, and this is gonna be great.
Yeah, this is why, I mean, this is why we love Nicolas Cage now, right? This is,
we've always loved Nicolas Cage, but you know.
Of course, but this is, you know, it's not that easy to transition from Leaving Las Vegas to the, you know, Five Nights at Freddy or whatever he's doing now. The stuff he does now,
he
makes everything just fun. He finds the exact level that you're looking for. I think LDP has been doing this for a while now. You know, I don't know if you know this, but he was in a Cop and a Half.
He was?
Reboot, which I think was called, or a sequel, which I think was called Cop and a Half, like, and a half.
What is Cop and a Half?
I think it was
Cop and a Half. The first one was Burt Reynolds, correct? Yes,
I think it was direct to Netflix. But yeah, he does
Cop
this
and a
shit.
Half and a Half.
Yeah. Cop and a Half and a Half. Is that what it was really called? I was just trying to be hilarious.
Maybe, I don't know.
I love that, Barrett, you keep watching this so that you can give us a recap during the next
commercial
break.
Barrett's like watching it, which I love.
I'm thoroughly enjoying this, but
that does not surprise me, Barrett. I'm curious as to our Twitter. I'm curious as to what our
they will feed.
Then they will feed. Why would you do
that? Look.
Wait, Lou Diamond Phillips is coming in, guys.
Oh man.
That's what it said. As you just said that it's
someone's coming in. Someone's coming in named Lou Phillips.
Or maybe it's someone who says they're Lou Diamond Phillips.
Let him in, let him in.
This is hilarious.
Join us in the room. Join us.
This is amazing.
He's ghosting us right now. I know he can hear us. I know the way Zoom works. Come in.
Come in.
Show yourself.
Please.
He knows he can hear us.
Wait, you guys. They were testing. He was testing on the bats.
What was he testing on the bats?
He was like doing tests on them to make them more aggressive and smarter and work better in a community. And so he made super bats and he can't tell them why.
So wait, it always works. There he is.
Oh!
I am to my chest in bat shit.
We are literally watching the film right now, and it's amazing.
We are cavelling over you.
What's that?
We're cavelling over you. I don't know if you know that. Thank you so much for joining us on this podcast. I don't know. I'm Kenny Nybart. It's Phil Isco. We're the hosts. And Barrett Doss and Daniel Savory from Station 19, among a million other things. It's so good to have you on here.
It's so good to have you. What was it like making bats, Lou? Can you tell us what the experience was like?
Yeah, it was surreal. It was absolutely ridiculous. I mean, you know, a few times in my life I've actually gotten to play a Texan. I grew up in Texas, got to wear the cowboy hat, and we go and shoot it in damn Utah. this was back in 1999, something like that. Yeah, they hadn't changed the liquor laws, and mostly you could only get 3-2 beer, which is a real waste of time. Real waste of time, I got to tell you. You pee a lot. And we were on splits the entire shoot. So, you know, the last call was 11:30 in Utah. It was, just a surreal existence, you know, that kind of schedule for about 6-8 weeks, whatever it was. And, you know, Utah's wonderful. It's a beautiful place. But it was just a very interesting experience being there for that, you know. And, loved Leon,
Dina Meyer.
Dina.
Yeah.
Bob Gunton, absolutely adore him. Carlos, fantastic guy. So, I mean, thank goodness we had a great group of people around us. But, you know, not Party Central this shoot.
But you, I mean, were there actual bats involved in the making of this film? Or?
No. Okay. No. It's kind of like the beer, you know? there was one bat, okay? And that was the bat that, you know, that Dina holds in the very beginning in that cave. The rest
That's
of them
hilarious.
Are CGI, and then the two giant monster mutant bats are puppeteer bats. There's the one scene that I remember. We were shooting in Magna, Utah, and it was the big Magna Day parade. Miss Magna had just been crowned. And so, you know, it was a big day in Magna, and there were about 500 people out at 2 o'clock in the morning watching this film and a scene where, you know, the bats just overrun the town. And literally they loaded me up with, like, you know, a ton of blanks into my gun. The director, Lewis, who was wonderful. I think he really actually elevated the script and everything else about
totally.
It.
Yeah.
But Lewis Morneau. He said, yeah, just shoot, and wherever you shoot, I'll put a bat. I'll make sure you never miss.
So, that's an actor. It's an actor's director right there.
Roll under the pickup truck, and I'm shooting. And when I finished, 500 people on the streets of Magna give me a standing ovation. And yet all I could think of was you know, the wonderful scene where Martin Landau, you know, in Ed Wood has wrestled the octopus. And I thought, I'm a grown ass man. Sure. And this is what I do for a living. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, this is a big scene right now. Oh, there we go. The bats are coming.
There's a big swarm of bats.
Are you watching the movie with us?
I think no. I think he's just
you should
along.
Watch it. You
watching
should watch
us
the movie.
Really?
All right,
I'm just here to answer a couple of questions, man.
I'm scared of bats. Scared of bats? Okay, that was my question.
No, I love bats. I think they're amazing. I used to go down Congress Street or something in Austin to watch the thousands of bats come out from under the bridge there.
Yeah,
I'm a big fan of bats. I think they're amazing.
Have you seen that bear too? I'm assuming both of us shook our heads.
Yeah,
that we've seen that happen.
It's amazing. Yeah, those bats underneath that bridge are just, I've never seen anything like it.
Crazy cool. Yeah. And then I lived in the Philippines for a while when I was a kid, and we used to get the flying foxes. I mean, the fruit bats would that literally have a 6-foot wingspan and watch them leave.
That's
the cave.
Terrifying.
Just, you know, I mean, it's like the poster. They would literally cover the sky because they were so huge on their way to the jungles to eat the fruit. So that, you know, they look like flying puppies.
I had no idea.
I gotta
that
say,
existed.
The shots of the bats are great. Whenever you get to like see the animatronic, it's just, it's good stuff.
It's amazing.
It looks great. It's a great looking
movie.
I mean, the scene we're watching right now is the scene, I think, where you and Dina Myers are stuck in a SUV with must be hundreds of bats outside.
Yeah.
I assume there were no bats actually outside.
Or zero bats.
No bats outside.
Zero what bats. Did,
there were a lot of model
Are they prop bats?
Bats?
Yeah, model bats. Right. Okay.
They plastered a lot of bats to the outside of the car. And, you know, like every fourth bat was battery operated so that the wings would flap a little bit and they'd move, you know. So, I mean,
this is amazing.
The amount of creating this was actually really pretty cool.
That's awesome.
I got to say, I mean, I didn't know what to expect from bats. I had not seen bats before. This, and you just said it best, like the director really elevated this. Like this could have been.
This should be a little cult classic. Like they should play this. They should play this during Halloween. We should tell our friends at the Arrow that they should play it. It would be really cool.
What's interesting is that, you know, I mean, I love horror films. I first Power, I'm very proud of. There's a few out there that I did the shark movie Red Water, which I thought was also very good. It achieved what it could achieve on the budget we had. Same thing with bats, and I think it actually achieved more. It made its money back, literally first weekend. I mean, it opened very well, it got a sequel, which they didn't ask me to do.
That's some bullshit.
I mean, you know, you would think when you have bat fighting prowess, they would come back.
Yeah,
I know.
But Luis really did a fantastic job in making it better. I at first I thought, man, I wish it had been a little scarier or a little gorier. But then what I realized is that it appeals to all ages this way. You know, my 13-year-old can watch it, get some good scares, and not be totally freaked out by it. You know.
Kenny, do you think your son would find... He wouldn't find this scary, but would he enjoy
well,
this?
Well, Rollins doesn't find anything scary, as you know. Yeah. But I think he would love this. I think actually I'm going to watch it with him.
For sure.
Can I ask a question? Yeah. Did you find that it was... did you find it easy to work with, like, I mean, and I'm not asking for any shit talk here, but to work with, like, the script, like, as you talk, like, you know.
About bats?
Was it challenging? Did it provide, like, a fun challenge to try to make some of it work when it just on the page might be like, what?
You know, it's funny. When you're making something like this, this calls on all of your ability as an actor. You know, I mean, it's what you train to do, you know, and I'm from the theater. So this, you know, suspension of disbelief is what it's all about. So horror films and science fiction, things like that, you know, you got to commit to the bit, you know, you can't hold it at arm's distance. I mean, you have to, you know, it's life and death, and you have to react, you know, accordingly. And it's the actors who make these things work. You know, and you have an immense amount of trust because, you know, if the director says, okay, you look over here, oh my God, and it's scary and it's terrible and it's frightening. And so you go for it. And if they screw you by doing really bad special effects, you look like an idiot. You got to, you know, in the moment, all you can do is go for it.
Danielle started Deep Blue Sea 2, Lou. So she has experience with this stuff.
You know, so you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I admire your response because it's so true. And you have to trust that I don't know if you worked with the tennis balls, but I had to act with so many tennis balls.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my gosh, this is so bizarre. And you're just hoping that in post that they'll make it look great.
I've been so gratified because, you know, in things like, you know, Stargate Universe, where I thought the effects were really unbelievable, or in Red Water, the shark movie, that I did a shark movie too, and he was a fully animatronic shark, so he was pretty to begin with. You know, it just came off, you know, it came off quite well. So you commit to it, you trust, you get there. And then sometimes, you know, in the moment it's like, oh God, this is going to suck.
Sometimes the cheesiest stuff is the best. Like I kind of thrive on like those cheesy lines sometimes because I'm like, listen, this is the one that everyone's going to be like, that's the line.
Samuel, I think it's interesting.
Out of it.
My favorite line out of this entire thing is, I am not a fat shit. I'm sorry. It's an LP classic.
Totally. I think it's interesting too. Like, this is a bit of an inflection point in terms of special effects, where, like, you talked about, Lou, that the practical effects must have helped you as well. Like, despite the fact that they might not look like the realest bats when you're sitting there in that car, having the bats there has to help on an acting level, as opposed to what Danielle's saying with a tennis ball.
You've got to have something. Yeah. Even just a tennis ball, but you have to have something.
Yeah, totally, totally. I mean, I gotta say, I'm looking. Kenny said it earlier, but like, I legit want to sit down and watch Bats like uninterrupted and see this movie because it's.
I just
like,
think it would be great on a big screen, don't you think, Phil?
Totally.
I think we can. I truly think we can get Ryan to show it. Yeah.
It works actually. It works on a big screen, which is nice.
Yeah,
I mean, it was.
We get a nice screen.
Yeah. All right, guys. I got.
Thank you so much, Lou. This was a
blast. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Cool
to
meet you.
So cool.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
Guys, Lou Diamond Phillips.
That's right. That was, you know, we get the star. Awesome. That
was the coolest thing I ever seen.
I was like trying not to be like, it's so nice to be
read you hi. It's like, did, stay calm. Did,
no, I'm sorry. I feel like I called you out, but I thought you know.
No, no. I was like, I just meant like, thanks, Kenny. Like, now I have to actually like, talk and seem like.
So we're done. Oh, you had excited. To talk. It was important.
Yeah.
No, I appreciate it. Thank you, Kenny. It's just, you know, that initial like, yeah, now I have to.
That was like, Lou Diamond Phillips showed up for 10 minutes, talked bats. It was great.
I mean, that's awesome.
What a fucking cool guy.
So nice.
I didn't think he was going to do it. So, I mean, listen, he showed up. It's amazing. Awesome.
I do think this movie, so Barrett and I just went, when we saw Jaws, we saw it at the Rooftop Cinema, if you guys know.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've been there, yeah.
Like, I feel like, because they're playing so many films for Halloween, they should totally. Be playing bats.
I agree. Yeah. This, I think, Kenny, you said it best that, like, this, we got an ad so we can catch up a little bit, but, like, this movie does deserve a little bit of a reclamation. Like, this is a better movie than I think people give credit to. I thought it was going to be a punchline. I don't know about you guys, but I was like, it's bats, like, fucking whatever. And now this movie's legitimately a good movie.
Yeah, yeah, it's definitely cult status.
Yeah.
In a world where people have been reclaiming Tremors for the last 20 years.
Forever.
I mean, come on, guys.
Get on the bats train.
Give bats a chance.
Maybe this fell into the area of it wasn't cheesy and campy and bad enough to be that cult following.
I'm wondering if that's true too. Yeah.
And this was like, it actually was so close to being like really, really good that people are like, well,
yeah. Well, I feel
it is really good.
I also wonder, you know, Lou mentioned that it did get a straight to video release, a sequel, if you will. I wonder, Kenny, if like, you know, Lake Placid got a bunch of them. You know what I mean? Like Lake Placid got so many. Like, I wonder if, for whatever reason, this was kind of almost too elevated on some level, maybe for it to do that transition to making a bunch of, because like there's a million Tremors straight to video movies. Like, why didn't bats get in?
Well, I mean, I guess it could. You know, look, this came out in Bats, October, comma, no, the sequel, Bats, comma, Human Harvest. I like that title. This came out in 2007.
Whoa!
When 2007? So
yeah,
yeah. That's a long time. That's too long.
That's a long time. Yeah. So I think that, you know, they did. It sounds like they did kind of a bad job marketing. And frankly, the title's bad. The title sounds like a joke.
Bats.
If they went with Human Harvest for the first one,
interesting.
I think people might have been more like, "All right, I'll check out this bat eating people movie." But I always thought it was a bad knockoff of Birds. The Birds.
Oh, that's interesting.
Those Birds, and I just assumed that it was the Birds, but with swarms of bats, which kind of is, which I kind of want to see, but. But yeah, Bats Human Harvest, I think, would have been a good title. And I think they could have done 50 of these easily.
Yeah. Or just Killer Bats.
Killer Bats. Vampire Bats.
Vampire Bats.
Flying Wolves.
Yeah.
I didn't know that there was flying foxes or whatever. I don't know what's
in this movie. That's what they're talking. Lou.
Mr. Diamond Phillips.
Mr. I know. I think we just went with Lou.
He said flying fruit bats, I believe, is what he called them. Right? Is that what
they were?
Big
to?
Flying foxes.
Flying they foxes. Are, he said he had the flying foxes in the Philippines growing up.
Yeah, and that's like, what they talk about in coming from Indonesia in this movie. Oh, okay. So this is the documentary. Okay.
He did spoil the end of the film a little bit for us, but I am very excited to see the two giant mutant bats that he referred to.
I think we've seen them.
Is that the first one?
But like, I mean, a money shot. They've been obscuring it. They haven't really shown us the mutant bat and really get as yeah. But Barry gets it.
I'll do it for you.
is the bats coming for the baby?
Yeah, yep, I don't like this now. No.
The baby bats?
Oh, no.
The baby person. That is a real baby. Just kidding.
What's the song? I can't make out what the song is.
Yeah, I can't hear it. I do kind of want to.
It's I don't.
If love
is
shelter.
Oh, it sounds like a Patsy Cline song, perhaps, or something like that. Is this bat going to take the baby?
Like Ghostbusters 2. I
fucking hope so.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God!
Wait, I didn't like the bat in the crib. I didn't like that.
There's a bat in the crib.
Oh, it's the bat in the crib? See,
you didn't see the shot?
It was a great shot.
That's a great shot. It was a great shot.
That was a great shot. Through the crib, through the...
Don't we love bats, everybody? Bats aren't scary.
Kenny's like, wait until I put a bat in your baby's crib.
See how fucking cute it is then.
I would if I could even stomach putting it into the crib. I love proving points through you know,
I wonder if Kenny, could you work on a bats movie, like as sort of exposure therapy? Do you think you could do it?
Could I work on a bats movie as exposure therapy? What do you mean, like a Lou Bats movie?
Yeah. Like Bats 3.
See, if that would have been on a big screen, I would have jumped. Barrett knows. I would have jumped.
That's true.
Like 10 feet.
Are there real bats in the movie?
No. Fake bats.
I could do that. I don't think I'm going to get over my fear of bats. Again, I don't think that's going to
happen. The problem. They're doing a lot of the shaky cam where it's like it attacks and you can't actually see anything. And it's just, but you know.
But I did like that bat hanging off of that laundry line. That
it was cool. That was cool.
That was, yeah. Oh my God, there you go.
Yes.
Ahead of you guys. That's now. A great shot. I'm way ahead of you guys now.
Oh my God.
No.
Where are you, Danielle? How far ahead?
I am reacting. I saw the bat.
Danielle, I'm with you. I'm with you.
I just
Gremlin bat.
Great. That was great. That bat.
Yo, wait till you see. Oh my God. Look at Lou is.
That's
doing...
great. All these close ups of the bat at the diner
wait,
are.
Oh my God.
Primo.
Wait till you see what happens at the diner. Oh.
That's great. That's a big bat.
What the hell
bat.
Is going on with that kid?
Does this kid not even notice?
This diner shit is.
Wake
great.
Up, dude.
Yeah, what's wait, that going on Lou. With that kid?
I thought that was Lou getting
no,
his
that
crazy.
Was just some guy at the diner. Oh. Here's Lou now.
Yeah, why is that kid just playing video games and unaware of the man being attacked by a giant bat?
I think there's a social commentary there, Phil.
Oh, interesting. I thought the kid might
subtle. Suck into our screens.
Press that diner. Those were great. We got some nice wide shots of the bat attacking.
There
that
you go.
Was,
yeah,
that was good. Yeah, that was good. I like that.
Wait, she has bat ears? Why is she hearing their echolocation?
Because she studies them, Barrett. She knows.
Oh, yo, here
of course.
We go.
There's a heightened sense to these things.
Of course.
You got to believe it, Barrett. Believe.
You got to commit to
be
the
be like
bit.
Lou. You got to like buy into it.
Commit. You got to commit.
Yeah, it's this true. this is a great movie.
And it really is.
So, do you think this is... Wait, did those bats take that guy off that bike?
I don't think... oh, my God. Yeah. That's- I don't crazy. Think I, right. I'm going to be able to rate this at the end, but I will watch it again and come back 100%. To you guys with a rating.
Oh, that, wait, there's this
yeah,
kid.
Yeah, that bat just... I'm a good, like, minute behind you guys, unfortunately.
No, you're not
yeah,
a minute.
How did that oh, the happen?
Clotheslining the biker.
Yeah, the guy on the bike was great.
Did you see that they're playing Nosferatu?
Yeah.
Subtle, like that.
Subtle.
Oh, sure, just go in through the door.
Just see him crash through the door, Barry? Is that where you're at?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm like way ahead.
Oh,
I will say.
And I saw the door seconds after Barrett, and then I think
saw
Phil
the guy go
hasn't
the door
seen
now.
The door yet.
Yeah. So I'm behind you guys.
Phil hasn't seen the door.
I just saw the guy go through the door.
I'm guessing something not good's happened to that sheriff.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, man. Cherry Jones lookalike just took a bat to the face.
Oh, totally.
No.
Here's what I'll say. I actually think that the weakest effects are when they do like the locust stuff. That's when they look the most. That's when they look the most CG.
Oh,
but other than
God.
That,
oh the bat sneaking up.
This is great.
I'm in love with this movie.
I am too. These bats are too. Great.
This
I
is
feel like this
question.
Is from like the Quiet Place when like the world at the beginning of the Quiet Place, like when there's just
this
chaos,
is without
you know?
Question
that
the best horror movie
up
we've
on
done.
The back
Phil.
Of the sheriff is phenomenal. Just like creeping up his back.
Yeah,
good shit. But,
like he's not going to notice his little friend.
I wouldn't. And now I'm going to be afraid that there's a bat on my back for the next month.
That's just me behind you.
Yeah.
That's just you at all times.
Oh my God.
That guy just got eaten by a bat. It's great.
Great.
Oh,
he got kind of like
These are small bats.
It was like weirdly erotic the way he was taken
out
by those bats.
It was like he was slow and it went right
to the neck, and
it was good stuff.
This is some good stunts. You guys, there's some good stunts coming up.
This movie's legit.
Wait till you see this good one, though.
I love that, like, vampire movies are always kind of playing on, you know, sexual and erotic ideas.
Yeah.
But what happens, when you, take the human out?
Holy shit. This has some budget on it, huh?
Yeah, it does. Yeah. It does. I would also, not to be nitpicky, every now and then there's a shot that looks like it's been digitally stretched. I don't quite know why.
Did that happen over time?
But it's not. No, it just popped in.
Oh my God, she a gun. Good luck.
Ooh, guys, there's another good close up shot coming up.
Sweet.
Ooh, it's good.
My God. It's good.
Did they give us bat vision? Yo, they gave us bat vision.
Yes. Can I just say that the best part of this is that Danielle is ahead of everyone, so she's unprepared for anything that's coming.
Oh my God, this is amazing.
This is good.
Holy shit.
He said he got to just fire the gun, so she must have too. Just shoot the gun. We'll make it look like he's bad.
These are like muscular bats.
Good.
These are like jacked bats.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're muscular, huh?
Are all bats jacked? Are they like little kangaroos?
It actually, you know what it reminds me of, Kenny? You remember what fucking Rick Moranis turned into in the first Ghostbusters movie?
Yeah, of course, yes.
It looks like that thing, yeah.
Oh my God, I love her just shooting at the bats.
She's not aiming. There's no aiming going on here.
Is this the shot? You're going to see it coming up at that Mr. Phillips was talking about. Because I don't know what to call him at this point.
LDP.
Shooting the gun.
Yeah.
Oh, this is another guy going for it. I'll just put a bat there.
Yeah, that's totally it, Danielle. Yeah, is that the same?
I bet that's it.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I love watching them crawl.
Yes, it's so good. You know what it actually, you got to hand it to like the operator of them. That's giving it that emotion of, he's just firing.
The Frank Oz of bats.
Did you guys ever see Stigmata?
Yeah, 99.
So this scene, anyways, some of this stuff they're doing reminds me of some of the shots in Stigmata. I don't know.
Yes.
The one of her when she's in the movie theater vending. Thing. Yeah,
this is a million times better than Stigmata.
This is
Kenny. I love Stigmata.
I'm sorry. I love you, but
you guys
I think I love all the movies
that you guys hate.
We don't hate them, but we love how much you love them. Let's put it
I kind of like Stigmata too. Actually, I haven't seen it for a very long time, but I'm into Stigmata. It.
I guess we didn't hate it, Phil, but I love bats.
That's so rude. You should rewatch it.
Phil, Phil and I have watched a lot of horror lately because we did all the Nightmare on Elm Street. Then I started to jump into Friday the 13th.
I didn't dislike Stigmata as much as Kenny did, just for the record. But I think Kenny and I both loved End of Days. So that was like our
Satan movie. I like this more than
End of Days. End of Days. What's End of Days?
Wait. Is this bat like hugging her to death?
Schwarzenegger has to defeat the devil in End of Days.
Oh, I've never seen that.
Just pretty good. It's pretty good.
Asserting his authority.
Okay.
I think that End of Days is. That's amazing. It's like on her.
Oh, no.
Oh, they love him. They love him. They love him. They love him.
Oh, look at him.
Oh, no.
This is good.
No. Look at that spotlight right on his body when you get to it.
Oh my God. The close up of the bat, like almost like laughing at him as he's about to eat him.
Yeah.
This is like, what if Gremlins was just scary?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
So what if Gremlins had no subtext?
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
First of all, she could have helped. She just, like, stood there idly.
No!
Yeah, while he's eating. She could have, like, run over and, I don't know, kicked them off of him.
Maybe you were just looking at him for a second, though.
What do you guys think of the word chittering? Because we've seen it a lot if you're watching this subtitle. The bats are chittering a lot. And I think that's crazy.
I guess, is that something I like that it. Does?
I think it's, is that what that sound is? Like, I don't know.
This movie got
you don't chitter.
Oh my god! Look at this place. This movie got 17% of Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, people are assholes. People are assholes.
Do people know these days?
Wait, they got a military percentage?
17.
Oh, I thought you said 73. I don't know how I got that number.
I wish it deserves 70.
Deserved. Yeah.
That's what I was like. Wait, what?
Mr. Diamond Phillips is wearing these jeans, though. I'm loving it. Great, great costume. He looks
Kenny,
cool.
Just up and leaving.
I'm just getting my dog. My little bat here. Let me show you.
I'm going to go get mine, too, because he looks really sad.
Oh. What is your dog's name, Danielle? I've seen you posting about him, and I...
Ford. His name is Ford.
That's amazing.
Like the truck. Yeah.
But not he's like amazing. The truck, Barrett.
Look
like
at this
not
little
like
bat.
Ford.
Look at this little bat.
Like Harrison Ford.
My other dog looks exactly like your dog, Danielle.
Oh yeah, what kind
Ford
of
is adorable.
It's a labradoodle.
He looks like a good boy too. He looks like he's a.
Yeah.
He looks
is that
like
what yours
sweetheart.
Is?
He is Australian labradoodle. So yeah, close.
Yeah, no, that's what we have. Australian labradoodle.
Oh yeah, then identically same.
Barrett.
Let me go find her. Let's see if she'll come in and say hi.
Well, we got an ad.
Very much like he stopped
like
looking
a bat?
At the screen. Yes. Yep. Yeah, I see the bat resemblance definitely. Yep.
Hi. Hey, Dee.
Ford, buddy.
I can't hear you because I have the earphones in.
Oh, I forgot. He knows
it's
I'm
Barrett,
speaking to him.
Can you see her right here?
Hey, Ford.
Hi, baby. He's my little.
He looks so soft
baby
and cuddly.
Friend.
Like you just want to nuzzle him. Like
he is very soft and cuddly.
Is
and
he
every
fully
time
grown?
He sees, no, he's on 4 months. Oh, hi. Nope. Getting antsy.
He's gonna be big.
Yeah, they medium size. They said like 40 pounds max. But every time he sees Barrett, he pees. Yeah.
Don't we all though?
Well, I have that effect on more than just Ford. But I like
it was a problem on set.
It's over it now. Well
Dee Dee's out of walk. Hopefully you can see her later.
Oh my god. Fucking
he just happened to be
nice.
On the couch right now.
You guys, I'm loving this movie. I will rewatch it too, actually. This is fun.
This was I mean, I know that you know, the social commentary that Weekend at Bernie's had obviously elevates the material. This is more fun to watch.
Agreed. We all want to watch it after too, which I think is a sign.
It's a sign. It's
yeah.
A sign. Yeah. Yeah.
That's like
but Weekend
our
at Bernie's
rating
2
number.
Was also fun.
I didn't need to watch it again, though. I've seen it. I'm good.
Can I just tell you guys that I forgot we did Weekend at Bernie's 2. Like, as I was sitting here, I was like, wait. Oh, right. We did Weekend at Bernie's 2.
Oh, we did Weekend at Bernie's 2.
I see it out of your brain. You're like,
it just seeped through my brain. And yeah, it's great.
I totally forgot about that voodoo nonsense.
weekend.
You hate Barrett. There were so many things. You're like, this movie is wrong in so many ways. It's wrong.
You guys, look at this. Look at these like flashes, like a newspaper. I love it.
That's good. It's good.
Military is in town.
What did this director? I want to see what else this director did, because he really did elevate this movie. I want to see what he did.
Oh, she's giving him. Did you guys see the
did
part?
Did they have a bond?
I guess. I think. No, she was talking to Mr. Diamond Phillips about her bat necklace.
Mr. Diamond Phillips.
Can you believe that dude came on this show?
It's great.
That's the coolest. Yeah.
Unbelievable. So
cool. I love it. What a mensch.
What a mensch.
Came on, talked bats.
I wouldn't say
I love that,
that
his conversations about Utah were more about like the shoot was great, but we couldn't drink.
Which probably is the most memorable thing about having shot this is like I had to get drunk off of this really shitty beer every day or whatever, every week with like that's fun.
He really does look fucking great though.
He does.
Yeah.
So
look at his town.
Barrett, can you explain to me? I'm sorry. Leon married one of the housewives from
I don't even know if they were actually married. But yeah, okay. he was they have I know Cynthia, her daughter is his daughter. So they that's her baby daddy. But they have like a great, really healthy, like cool relationship. And people who watch the show are like, why doesn't she just get back together with Leon? Because they seem to like be really cool. But anyway, so that's like when I've seen him most recently. And so when I saw his face, I was like, oh my God, he looks so familiar. And I was like, I'm sure I've just seen him in another movie. But it turned out it was that.
There you go. All right. Now it all makes sense now. I was just trying to piece together what was going on.
If you really want to get Barrett going, you should just do a live where you watch either RuPaul's Drag Race or any of the Housewives. And Barrett will literally talk.
You guys don't want to do that.
It's impressive.
But I will.
No, it's not this isn't a dig. Like, it's impressive the knowledge that Barrett has.
My roommate watches, and periodically I'll watch it with her. Below Deck, you a Below Deck fan?
Yeah.
And Winterhouse? Are you watching Winterhouse?
No? I'm not as into Winterhouse. I honestly haven't given it a chance. I haven't done the Summer House or the Winterhouse. Okay. I might. Okay. It came on the other night after the Beverly Hills reunion part two. Four-parter, big month. Four-part reunion. It's like the second time that's ever been done. It's second or third time. It's a big deal.
Did anyone hit or try to attack anyone?
Not yet.
A lot of crime.
No. They won't do that. The housewives generally, usually, we like it when they stay out of that shit, and they mostly just wait.
Can I also this just line. Say? In terms of bats, for a second here, Kenny, I'm curious as to your thoughts on this as well. You know, you tend to get kind of a random assortment of actors that come together for movies like this where you're but like this works. Generally, it feels a little bit like a hodgepodge where they're just like, oh, it'd be fun to put all these people together and see what happens. But like these people are playing well off of each other. Like this is actually working.
I totally agree.
Even looks at me.
But I totally agree with you, Phil. My sense is that like this might not have been a B movie the same way we think of them today.
Yes.
Like this might have been, a borderline A movie. I mean, these people, all these actors were pretty legitimate at the time. So
totally.
It does feel like it was cast as opposed to just let's take whatever names we can get.
Totally.
I've been quiet for the last few minutes because I've been, quietly sobbing inside because Young Guns 3 is currently in pre-production.
It is?
And it's being written and developed by Emilio Estevez himself. And he's going to direct it. So
LDP in it?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
So is, I think, someone else.
That's what we call him, LDP.
Yeah.
Okay. And Christian Slater. So it's
Did they get the whole cast back? Like Dermot Mulroney.
Christian Slater.
It's Dermot's only in it. Right now only Dermot! Yes, right Dermot! Now only three people are announced. But
okay. I hope
Dermot's gotta do it.
Yeah, Dermot.
Dermot was on Station 19. Lovely man. The sweetest guy. Such a nice guy.
So great. So great.
Really wanted to talk to him about my best friend's wedding, but I held myself back and didn't do it.
You should have.
I should have.
He was like an open book. He was awesome. Yeah, he would have totally talked to you about that.
Yeah, for sure.
He was great.
Yeah.
This is not a scene I would have expected in this movie.
Nope. Nope.
You guys, whatever happened to the baby?
Good question.
Grew up to be Leon.
That baby died. That baby was eaten by that bat.
The implication was
that the baby died, right?
Because it never went back to it. Because you can't show that.
You could.
That would be. Have we ever seen a baby die in a movie in a horror movie?
Sure. Have you seen Trainspotting?
No.
I think so many movies I haven't seen.
We've
done a lot of talking about how great.
Right?
Kevin
McKidd's in that, right?
Yeah, he is.
Kevin McKidd.
Great in it.
We've done a lot of talk about how great LDP is, and he is great. But yes. I would also want to throw some love towards Deeta Myers. And I don't mean that as a double entendre, but I think she really is good in this particular role.
I totally agree.
Good in Starship Troopers, like everyone in the movie, obviously. But she really can play this, action heroine thing. She looks the part.
Totally.
Yeah.
It's a shame she didn't get that more stuff didn't happen. I wish she was in more stuff.
Be honest, I did not love her in the Saw movies, and she's in several of them.
I've never seen any of the Saw films. Kenny, do you have thoughts about her in the Saw?
Should dive in. I didn't even put the two and two together, to be honest. I've only seen the first one.
She plays like a cop. And I didn't like her portrayal of a police officer.
Sure,
but, I'm liking her here, and she's wearing those cargo pants too. I mean, everyone looks great.
Those are some bulky pants.
I love them. I think she looks really cool. It's very like everything that they're wearing is actually like really cool right now. I'm loving it.
Something's about to happen.
You're absolutely Danielle right about that.
Came to life, and I don't know what's happening.
Just the music crescendoed as like they put together their bat trap.
You're so right about the style, though.
How am I ahead of you now, Danielle?
Who's ahead of me now?
I'm past that.
I think every time there's a commercial break, for some reason, we have different timed commercial breaks. And maybe that's because of where we are.
Maybe.
I don't know, but I think something about the commercial breaks.
I'm in a scene with them talking.
Wait, look at this cool shirt that Leon is wearing with the skeleton or something.
Yes.
So I was going to say, you guys are so right about the style. Like, we've seen so many movies where the style is just like vomitous. And they look so cool in this film.
They
could come out of the screen. They could pull a Purple Rose of Cairo and tomorrow, and they would just be cool people walking down the street.
100%.
Her hair looks good, which is not a normal thing for a 99
for this
movie.
Era. Totally.
I also think that like it's like LDP said a little bit, which is like they're all committed to the bit. But I also think that the director like just fucking gets this thing. So everyone just seems really cool in this movie in the best possible way.
Yeah.
I'm really excited to watch this again, start to finish.
On Pluto TV, obviously.
Yeah, I assume it's on demand. Matt McDaniel can tell us that.
Are
they going to freeze the bats?
He's just name dropping Pluto executives.
Well, he's been live tweeting us, which I've been appreciating.
Oh, has he?
That's been happening too?
I got to check on our Twitter right now, actually. Hold on.
Matt McDaniel, the director of programming, senior director of programming, and a great guy.
I'll go on to. Yeah, you guys.
A lot of multitasking here. The Zoom and the movie and the tweeting.
Yeah, I can't even get involved in Twitter right now. Sorry, guys. It's too overwhelming.
Did you see this? You can't see it. They posted a shot, or Twitter posted a picture of you guys and your dogs. Adorable.
Yeah, the dogs have been brought out. That's right.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, my God. Sullivan, our social media guy, is also doing yeoman work on this one.
He's doing incredible work right now on our Twitter. God bless him. I mean, it's this is incredible.
Oh, no. I'm froze. What happened?
I would, I if I could find that shirt that Leon is wearing, I would wear that 100%. I mean, you guys, if someone can find someone on Twitter, this is what I would love to do. If someone find me that shirt, and I don't care if it's on eBay, I will buy it and wear it with pride.
You're going to get that shirt in the mail in about a week.
No, I don't. You don't need to buy it for me, but I will send me the link on Twitter. Hit me up. I would love to wear that shirt.
That maybe it could be my Halloween one, right? costume.
Someone's going to find you that shirt. Barrett. Like, it's gonna happen.
Oh yeah.
I mean, that is the beauty of Twitter. Wait, what's happening? Is it bats?
Probably.
Is it bats? It's a safe assumption.
So we brought home a bat in a suitcase once when I was in like middle school. Well, our theory is we lived in Chicago. It could have, I guess, been like up the chimney, but we lived in Chicago. It's not like a bat. I don't think there are a lot of bats in that town. But my mom's theory was that we accidentally packed it in a suitcase because we came back from like camping, or we came back from my grandma's house and we had gone camping and all this
was
stuff.
It doing
and my
okay?
grandma lived
was
in
it?
Minnesota, and it got we like opened the suitcase and suddenly there was a bat in the house flying around, and we had
and
to trap it under
you were just cool
a sheet.
With this because it was adorable, right? You're just like, yeah.
No, I didn't. Lovely. I wasn't into that because I said I didn't want the bat flying around my head, so I was out of there. Like I sort of
good for you.
But yeah, it was weird. I don't know how that bat.
Did
got
you
in
see that
house.
Kenny found the shirt for you? He posted it in the chat.
Are you serious?
So yeah.
Oh my
you
god! Can, I didn't even
you can
have
buy
to
that
go
shirt
to
right now. Or maybe Will found it. I don't know. Was it you, Kenny?
No, it was me. It was me.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah,
just giving. Credit where credit's due.
Vintage bat skeleton spooky cool gore baseball t-shirt.
That's what I Googled. Vintage bat skeleton spooky gore cool baseball t-shirt.
That's
okay.
Phenomenal.
Cool in there?
I'm putting it in my cart. So yeah. If anyone's yes. out there looking.
Oh my God, if you wear that.
Oh. So you're going to wear that to the next time we do a podcast.
Barrett, I know
Bats
we've gotten
human
a little
harvest.
Off track.
Here we come.
But I know we've gotten off track. But what's going on in the film?
Yeah, can you tell us what's happening in the movie?
I'm just enjoying their outfits. I mean, yeah, I think what's happening is they've set up a bat trap.
Yeah.
And
there's like a mine that they're going to use.
I think they want to save the bats. She wants to save the bats. I think now they're trying to protect them so they don't, the military. I'm sure is coming to ruin everything. And now
as
and
they
all
do.
The bats fun.
So you guys are not on a commercial break.
Are you on a commercial break?
Oh, you are. Okay, good.
Wait.
Yeah, I'm on a commercial break. I've been on a commercial break for a little bit.
Weird. I'm out of a commercial break. Are you in a commercial, Kenny?
I'm in a commercial, yeah.
Okay, well, I'm all right.
I'm telling you, it's commercial breaks. They mess us up. This is so much fun, everyone. Thank you.
It is fun.
Thank you, guys. Listen, we couldn't have asked for better guests to talk about bats. I mean, honestly.
The only thing that was nice about the past ones that we've done is because we've seen them before. Yeah. Like, when I do them, I'm like, oh, but this is so great. We wait for it. This is awesome.
Yeah.
And now it's really just us watching because we're like, we've never seen this.
It's true. I vividly remember when you came on for Bone Collector, your first episode, Danielle.
Wow,
you
I
knew that,
that
film really well.
The Bones.
And Kenny and I did not know it as well as you, and you shamed us, and it was warranted. You know,
I had notes. That was my first one. I took
at
notes.
One point you turned to me and said, "Have you seen this movie, Phil?"
not to toot my own horn, but I felt like Danielle and I shamed you together. That's how
That's
I felt
true.
Watching that.
Fair. I wasn't as big a fan as you guys were of The Bone Collector.
Love that film.
Me and Kenny usually bond on our
That's
on
true.
Movies, I feel
true.
Like.
Well,
we're kind of in line. Sometimes.
Sometimes. Are you guys back? Do you have the movie back?
Yes.
Or are you still in commercial?
One got a little contentious, right? Danielle, I can't remember which one. But I was
what, sorry?
There was one movie where it was a little contentious between us, and I was a little upset about it.
I don't think you liked Brokeback Palace as much.
Terrible film.
Yeah.
And Danielle loves it.
Danielle loves it.
I love it. I love all these movies that everyone's like, it gets a 10. I'm like, 99.
So I figured out, the reason I don't know what's happening is my captions have disappeared.
Yeah, mine went away
and
too.
So I can't get all my info.
All right. Well, a helicopter's whirring on mine.
I'm past that. Have you had the swarm of bats yet?
No.
Okay, so that's where I'm at.
Phil, it's pretty nice being in the driver's seat, huh?
There's some really nice. I was gonna say that there's actually some really cool photography coming up. There's a nice diopter shot that they do. You know when you have two shots that are split and you have that. They did a diopter with B guns that's nice. That's coming up that you'll see in a second.
Oh, look!
It's always fun when you see it used, but it always kind of looks cheesy to me.
Really?
Yeah.
You're not a fan of it.
I'm not a big fan of it. Yeah.
Okay.
Of what? I admire it. I liked it, but it honestly because it's so unreal.
So it looks like you have two. It's essentially split.
They're both. In
I know
focus.
What you're saying. It takes you out of it. Danielle, is what you're saying?
Isn't that like Spike Lee's thing? Didn't he kind of like?
Well, it's De Palma's.
Pioneered thing. It. Oh, all right. Well, fuck De Palma. I'll give it to Spike Lee. No, I'm.
You're not a De Palma guy. You don't like De Palma?
No, I think I really do like De Palma. Actually, I think I'm coming around to like that. I think I actually love De Palma.
He's a guy that I hope Blank Check does. I think he'd be a fun guy for them to.
They
do.
Have to do him because the lows are so fucking low.
Wait, are they? What is that? Is that like a machine gun for bats?
Maybe
it's a ray.
They're trying to freeze him, right?
Yeah, because she said we have to freeze him. Maybe it's like a freeze ray.
Oh, wait, now there's the swarm. At? We're way behind you, dude. Because I just saw the swarm.
Yeah,
not
I
a
know
great,
so.
Not great
swarm right
CGI.
Now.
Oh, over the moon.
Yeah,
are you guys seeing that?
Yeah.
Blacking out the moon. It's bats.
I have to say this electrified fencing idea is a smart idea. Where they rolled out all the fencing and they put so that if the bats come in, they get electrocuted. It's a smart thing because it looks cool.
This is what year was this again?
1999. Who are you?
Do you know where you are?
Been
right
on
now?
This podcast so many times.
That's the one.
I wasn't, to be honest. I wasn't sure if we kind of went into a different year because I figured everything had been covered. I didn't know if it was like 89. Like we're
we
just
did
89.
We do that on our Patreon, but that's fair. Nah. That's fair.
See, I love the idea. I swear you had done a different year. 80,
yeah, that's. What
I
we
love
did.
The
we
idea that like we finished up 99 and we're like, let's go to 2000 and let's do. Is there? That's the diopter shot that you're talking about?
I don't know
about?
If we're on the same one, yeah. But yes. Where
no,
it shows
I'm with you, Danielle.
And Leon.
Phil, you are watching from a different time zone.
Possibly.
Hey, film geniuses, what's a diopter shot?
Who would like to explain?
It's essentially, it's where it's two shots that are essentially blended together. So you'll have a person deep in the foreground and then you have another shot where they're in the background.
So yeah, those three with him in the foreground, that was the diopter shot. Okay.
Yeah.
But they're both in focus.
Thanks, guys.
Yes.
And you can actually kind of see the blurry line.
You see the blurry line in between. Shot. Yeah. It's very like cinematic or comic booky in its own way, which is why I think to Danielle and Kenny's point, it can take you out of it. I get that.
But it works in certain films. It definitely does like work in certain films. But I didn't
absolutely
think this film needed it.
It was showy. It was kind of cool, but I know what you're saying. Are you guys seeing what's going on in the library right now? Are you there? Okay.
So they're fighting.
Yeah, they're fighting them. Okay, cool. That's what I was saying about the electrified fence is a cool like visual thing.
Wait, what? That was the electrified fence you were talking about?
Yeah.
You are so far ahead of us.
Get him.
How is that possible, Phil?
I don't know where. Wait, just if you guys can just
groaning.
Go to your.
Bitch.
Where are you?
Happening.
They're getting in.
This movie.
I'm telling you what it's saying.
Yeah, the bats are getting in.
That's what I'm saying. That's where we're near the same place.
All right, I wish LDP would have come on at the end so we could ask some real questions. Like. since, you know what I mean? Since we watched it. Hard-hitting
fucking questions? What's he going to say?
I mean, like, how was that electrified fence? Yeah, how was it punching that guy?
Did you see? Okay, there was a great bat shot where the camera's like on the bat. That was fucking dope.
This
they
is
clearly just attached a bat to the camera and just, it's great.
You know, when we first found out this was written by John Logan, we were kind of laughing. And now I get it. And I get why his career is so big.
Yeah.
This is excellent.
Yeah. Oh my God, that one was crazy.
I can't believe
that one. That one bat.
Yeah.
I wonder if this made the When Animals Attack draft.
Clay. It must have, right?
Well, no chance. Bats? Whoa, I hate this
look
shit.
Look at that. That was a good, ooh, good job.
Good That's work. Good.
He reloaded the gun while running downstairs and didn't eat shit. I mean, that says a lot of an actor. Listen, we have to run and put the SCBA tank and say the lines and look up and like, don't fall.
I was going
to
ask you guys, have you guys played cops?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Never.
No. Played a detective. I played a scientist once in an episode of television. I've never gotten to do any like real like tough girl shit until now. Mm-hmm.
So now you're they're just bringing them.
You guys fired guns? Dude.
Thank you. No.
Never fired a gun.
On Station 19. Oh, no, I have. No, I haven't. Yeah, actually.
As an actor, period.
I have.
Nice.
I think Gunton's about to die, guys. I'm getting that sense.
Which is a very touchy conversation right now, Kenny.
No, I know. I'm not, but you know, Lou brought it up first.
He did.
Don't blame Lou.
Are you seeing the scene Lou. With Bob Gunton right now?
Yeah.
The bats are coming down the hall. To me?
He's outside. Are you guys outside the building? No.
I've got bats going through the.
All right. I'm ahead.
Oh, wait. I just saw the camera attached to a bat.
Isn't that great? That shot?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm ahead of you guys, unfortunately.
Yeah, he's going down.
No.
No. They can't. Oh, stomp him.
Oh. Oh, wow.
Oh, they needed the generator to electrify the fence?
Yes.
She's really changed her tune about not destroying bats, huh?
Yeah, she's kind of flipped. I think
listen, let me tell you, like as in Deep Blue Sea, you start off with the scientists loving the animal, and then as the film progresses, they realize that this animal needs to be killed because it's ruining the species.
Oh.
Oh, the electrified fence. There you go.
I'm in a commercial now, guys.
Listen, so, you have to commit to your belief in these things.
You know where I work. We do it every day.
And Dr. Misty Calhoun in Deep Blue Sea 2 loved sharks at first, and then in the end had to kill them. So,
what's her name? Yeah, wait, your character's name was Misty Calhoun?
Misty Calhoun, I believe.
Fantastic.
What?
Dr. Misty Calhoun.
Yes.
That's like Dr. Christmas Jones.
Misty Calhoun.
Yeah, I should double check. Because sometimes I get this wrong.
That is PhD. Fantastic. It's no Dr. Christmas Jones, but like that's pretty close.
Oh, we can't all be Christmas Jones. Are we now on the part where Gunton's going to say, come to me?
Yeah, you guys are, I'm in a commercial break.
You're way past.
Oh, but those are his babies.
They want me.
This is great. It's great.
They've come for me.
I made them that way. Their eyes.
Someone just tweeted, Barrett Doss acting like a bat is my new favorite thing. So,
you knew that. I mean, you had to know that was going to happen.
Yep.
Oh, my God, Phil. You really are just a year in front of us.
I don't know.
Oh, man.
Possible.
Poor Bobby.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Here they go. Now, this I find pretty disgusting. I don't like looking at swarms of anything crawling on stuff. I find it really gross.
Not how I want to go.
Not covered in bats.
Swarmed.
Yeah.
So I'm back now. Are you guys, you're still?
Yeah, I haven't even gotten a commercial.
Neither have I.
Well, it's all right. It is what it is.
Oh, there it is. You guys got one?
Commercial?
No. Yeah.
Commercial. Fancy right, piece.
So you're, we're not that, you're not that far off. It's just now I'm, you're
oh,
in
commercial. Now I'm commercial.
Well, we're on a commercial.
Everything stopped. On? Yeah. Should we?
I got really fascinated by that commercial. It was a computer on wheels. What about you guys? I was like, what is this commercial? Because I don't see commercials like anymore at all. When I do see them now, I'm fascinated. I'm like, who came up with this pitch in like the ad meeting? Like, I have an idea. Absolutely. Computer on wheels. Kenny, what is this face you're making?
Peter Scolari died.
What?
Peter Scolari died.
Yeah, I saw that.
What?
Very sad.
Peter Scolari died.
Oh, also have you say it five more times. Sorry.
Peter Scolari died. Peter Scolari died.
I get trapped on Twitter, but I did not. Also, I don't call Ford like the truck. I usually call him Edward Forty Hands. I don't know why. that's what I call Danielle's dad.
Edward Forty Hands?
I think you're telling on yourself a little bit. Did you play Edward Forty Hands in college?
No, I actually didn't. I mean, I've had a 40 before or two. But like,
you know what I'm talking about?
But yeah, I know what you're talking about. But I've never played that. I just have heard that. And I don't know why. As soon as I saw him, Edward I just wanted to call him that. And so that's what I call Danielle's dog.
I love it.
And I love it.
Know. Yeah.
Edward 40. What is he
called?
Are
you guys still in a commercial?
Edward 40 Hands.
Yeah.
He's passed out.
All right.
Yeah.
The rest of the world, Phil.
Well, I don't understand how
I'm so far ahead of you guys.
We're back.
Anyway. I'm still on commercial.
Oh, we're back. I just went back.
You're back. Okay, you're back.
Oh, sunrise in Utah. Utah's beautiful.
I've never been. Should I go?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, even
look at Utah
parks, you know?
I have been to Utah. Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
What were you doing in Utah?
I don't want to tell you.
Okay. All right.
Jeez. No. I've been to Deer Valley for not one but two weddings. So.
Oh, very nice.
Yes. But Phil, are you afraid of bats? Because
I'm really not. But I also haven't been in contact with them. So are you guys? I'm seeing a sequence of them all suiting up to take on these bats, and it is fucking amazing.
I don't think we're there yet, but I can't wait.
You guys are going to love it when you get there.
But this is also supposed to be in Texas, but they're shooting in Utah.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Correct.
Ooh, dead bodies.
I think our big climax is going to be in a mine with a lot of bats. That's my assumption.
A mine or a cave?
Technically they could be seen as the same thing. A mine, an underground hole where a bunch of bats are going to be.
Got it.
It's going to be good, guys. I'm excited.
Dr. Sheila Casper is not as good as Missy Calhoun.
Not even close.
I guess I wasn't a doctor. I forgot what I can't remember the speech I gave, but I'm some sort of Marine something, but I guess I'm not a doctor.
Hell yeah.
I'm trying to remember the speech I gave. PhD. With me, I can't remember.
Then why did they send you to fight the
Why are you with the sharks?
The big man that owned the facility knew that I was the expert on sharks. And so I got
But not a doctor? Who's the rich man? Trump?
Where are you guys at right now?
That wasn't like a big joke. It was a little joke.
He's talking. Mr. Diamond Phillips is talking to the military guy.
Okay. So you're not that far ahead, far behind me. because I feel like it's just there's only 20 minutes left in the movie. So I feel like we're approaching
fucking airplanes. Planets. All right. Now we're talking.
Fucking airplanes. All right. Can I get a t-shirt that says that?
Yeah. Here they are. They're suiting up now. They're doing their...
Man, they should have a budget for those planes. Like, they got the helicopter. They got... Or when films didn't cost as much, when you didn't have to pay, like...
Correct.
Insane amount of money to get those planes.
Oh, yeah. This is great. You were right, Phil.
See what I'm saying? Put on those fucking helmets. Put on those suits.
Oh my gosh, it is a mine. No, you're totally right. This is just a mine.
Yeah. Oh, I know, but I didn't want to tell you, but it's a mine.
It's totally a mine.
Yes.
Those gloves. This could be a Halloween outfit.
I know. I'm brainstorming. That was going to be my other question for Twitter. I don't know what I should be for Halloween. And I
You don't know yet? You haven't figured it out?
No, I'm really bad at it. All of my Halloween ideas are not great.
What are you going to do for Halloween? You have a big party?
I don't know.
You want to come trick-or-treating?
Maybe.
Right. You going trick-or-treating, Kenny?
That's what you do when you got a lot of kids. My wife got me a monk costume. I'm not sure why.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you're going as a monk?
They're all going as Grim Reapers. And I think she thought I was like, you know, some old Grim Reaper, but I'm just a monk. So,
hey guys,
cross.
Is there something sexy happening between Leon and Sheila?
It feels like it, right?
I love that. Hello.
I love that for them too. I
think Mom and nice. Dad. You know, I love be my parents. I love it. That feels unusual for a late 90s movie too.
I agree.
Definitely.
I agree.
When LDP is in the picture.
Definitely.
And I, you know, that's a bold choice.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm kind of, I mean, Lou looks great in this movie. What? I mean,
yeah, but hey, he was just doing his own thing. Okay.
There's no hard connection there.
Guys, when you get to this mind shit, it's fucking cool.
It is. I'm seeing some of it. It's cool.
Like,
it's so weird that like this movie's so good and well made, and a movie like Chill Factor also exists.
Yeah, yeah.
How could you? They probably had triple the budget. How could they do such a bad job?
But you know how that sometimes that happens. Like sometimes the ones that have the bigger budgets, because they have all the money, they aren't creative. Like we can pay it. Let's do all of it.
Yeah, I mean, it's constraints too, right? Like when you're forced in a budget that's smaller, it forces you to, as Danielle said, be more creative, come up with cooler ways to make your money last.
And when this you do spend the money, you're smart about every little thing you spend.
Yeah.
I just, films like this sometimes break my heart because you know, like everyone looks at this as maybe a failure when they shot it
and it
came out and the director's like, I thought I did a great job and it didn't do well. And the actors were like, I was supposed to be a part of that. And it just breaks my heart.
I'm curious as to what were the other Halloween movies that this came up against, because I do feel like this movie should have performed. I mean, it did perform, but like could have performed better. And I'm going to look it up because I'm curious.
Like what was its competition?
Yeah, that's what I'm sort of curious about. I feel like it wasn't... all right, let's see here. So it comes out, it opens eighth, Kenny, behind The Best Man, which was number one at the box office. Why that came out on Halloween weekend is anyone's guess, but it did very well. The Best Man, Double Jeopardy, Fight Club, Bringing Out the Dead, The Story of Us, American Beauty, Three to Tango, and then Bats. Three to Tango opened bigger than this movie, and that's fucking sad because Three to Tango is bad.
Maybe the worst movie. Oh, this is the bad shit.
Yep.
Oh. That's his line.
Great. It's great.
Awesome.
Too bad he had to deliver it behind that mask. Oh, this is truly disgusting.
Isn't it great, though?
It is amazing. There's no way bat shit's not flammable.
My chest and bat shit.
Yeah, flammable. I mean, definitely. You got. I mean.
Oh, this is awful.
It's great.
I'm not saying it's not awful. It's not awful. You know, you get what I'm saying, Phil. It's great. Saying.
Look,
it's great.
Kenny, you're not the one up to his chest in bat shit.
I like that she has a scientific word for it, guano.
As well, that makes is a it great any better. Word.
You could do. You can name like an album guano.
Oh, God, like, oh, I might.
Interesting. Guano. What is that?
See, this is a question I would have asked LDP. How was it walking through batshit?
It would have been a good question, too. I mean.
And what was it? Was it oatmeal and water?
It looks just like. I love these bats. I wish. You know what I wonder is if he got to keep a bat. That's what I wish, is that LDP got to keep a bat.
A little pet bat?
I would have wanted to have one of these bats because they're fucking great looking. They're so like mischievous looking. They always feel like they're like up to shit. It's just great.
They seem to have a lot of personality for bats. Yeah, they're like really.
I'm so into it. They're so
great. Well, what do I know?
The animatronic stuff is so good.
What do I know about bats?
I'm sure this has been answered in the film, but like, are we under the assumption that if they blow up this mine, it's like bat headquarters and then all the bats will go away? Is that sort of the plan?
I don't know.
Is it like a mother bat or something?
I don't know if you've seen Batman Forever, but you can blow up the bat cape, but it won't kill the bat.
You're right. You're right, Kenny. When you're
Batman, the new Batman trailer came out.
The Batman.
I like all Batman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Kenny loves Ben Affleck, just in general. That's it. True. Ben Affleck is your boy. So,
it's my number one.
Yeah.
He's number one on my celebrity list. My wife knows if I see Affleck, all bets are off.
Wow.
All bets are off.
That's like your hall pass? Is that what you're trying to say? Ben Affleck.
Daniel's like, did I understand that right?
It's Affleck, Damon, Cole Hauser, and then...
So the cast of Good Will Hunting?
Then I'm not going to say the other guy or the other guy. Stellan Skarsgård.
What about Robin? Robin's not on your...
It's not going to do much for me these days, Phil.
Robin the singer?
I love Robin the singer.
Oh, Robin Williams. I didn't know.
God bless you, Danielle Sabry.
Yeah, it's the cast of Good Will Hunting and Robin the singer.
And Robin the singer.
I missed that part.
I love you, Danielle.
I do too.
Oh, look at this nasty bat.
Example of when you guys say I'm funny because I do this stuff. I say stupid stuff.
Look at this crazy bat face.
It's good shit. Yeah, guys.
This crazy bat face. I think Phil knows that not that far beyond the realm of possibility for me. That it would
it's
be the cast of Good Will Hunting and Robin the singer.
Thank you, Ken.
At the very least, you know, that the song Dancing on Your Own would be playing in the background.
Yes.
Amazing.
Yeah. Best song of the 21st century.
Oh, I'm going to put that on my jump roping playlist.
By the way, Kenny, have you? Cole Hauser is everything you'd want and more. He's amazing.
Yeah, he's a babe.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean in real life?
Yeah. I worked with him on a movie. He's amazing. He's just amazing.
That's so cool.
You're like, damn it, you're just as good as I thought you'd be.
I named my third child after him.
Did you really?
No, but they have the same name.
Damn it.
It's a good story. You should have just said yes. Damn it.
Are you guys, how deep in the mine are you at this point? Are you, is the swarm involved yet?
No. Oh, he just got pushed over by a bat. Yeah.
Deep are we?
Deep in the mine are you?
Yeah.
Someone's being
the countdown is
attacked by a bat. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you're like a minute or two ahead of me.
Yes. I now pushed down a bit.
My only note would be,
yes,
this whole climactic sequence, yes, should have been played at dusk.
Yeah, I don't know why it's in the daytime. I agree with you. That hurts it. I agree.
I don't care how much it would have cost and how long you would have had to do it to make this happen at dusk. But that
yeah, you want this to be at night.
That seems necessary to me.
I fully agree. Also, it buys you so much on the special effects too. Like, you wouldn't have to, because like, mm-hmm, seeing a swarm of bats in the daytime, you're. Yeah. But all this mine stuff's great. It's when they cut outside and you're like, why is there daylight?
That would have been such an easy fix too. It's just him by himself out there, and most of it's close-up shots.
I'm sure the line producer has thoughts.
Yeah,
always.
I'm sure that's just, well, you know, you know how it is.
Yeah.
Whoa!
Hard to make movies.
Are you guys seeing like the electricity and shit?
No, they just ripped the screener out. Oh no! Yeah, now I'm seeing the electricity or the flare. I see the flare.
Yeah,
the him burning the bed.
Yeah.
Ah. Good shit. Whoa. Huh?
Oh, there it goes. Whoa.
Get out of here.
Get out of here. Run.
This is so much better than 17% of Rotten Tomatoes. The critics of 1999 should be ashamed.
They should be ashamed. This movie's a lot of fun. Yeah, they just, yeah. There's an explosion coming that is so fucking hilarious.
Oh no, here they come! Bats,
this explosion is still going. This explosion is like a minute of things just exploding. That's great.
Can't believe that dude's name is Jimmy. Can't believe you get a guy like Leon and your name.
Wait, what's going on with the water and why is the water like boiling?
It's a very good question. I don't think they know any. I don't think they have any answer.
I like how the podcast just stopped.
Yeah, but didn't stop. Wait, it's tough when like I don't want to spoil stuff, so I don't want to, you know. But like,
I understand why you stopped. The other three of us stopped because we're just riveted.
Just captivated.
We're watching, enjoying the film. Okay.
I will say though, I think it's safe to say that all of this fighter jet footage feels like stock footage from something that they bought from something else. Because it's not in any way speaking to the
that
other
one footage. Did feel yeah.
Just like, can we have some fighter jet footage? Sure.
Yeah.
Because like, they never cut inside a plane. You never see a pilot. No one says anything.
And you know what? I don't even see any pilots. Doesn't matter. Give me the stock footage. Let's move on.
I think you're totally right. Unless it becomes a plot point that they're doing this during the day or there's something I missed, why wouldn't they play this like in cooler light outside?
They could have also just, they could have cheated it too and done like digital day for night shit if they wanted to, but I don't know. My guess is they just, it was a budget thing and they had to shoot it during the day. That's the only, you know, but yeah.
Well, it you know what it does? It takes it out of the realm of spooky, scary and into the realm of, into the realm of Michael Bay action, which, you know, that's not what I want right now. I want spooky, scary at the end of this movie.
Yeah. Bats, man. Come on. Give me nighttime. Yeah.
It's bats, you guys, man.
Has the explosion happened yet?
It's about to.
Okay.
There you go. Yeah.
I'm in an app.
Oh, my God. Whoa. Wait, who is that guy?
There's a shot of a bunch of bats that explode as it's made me laugh. Just it looks
this isn't as cathartic as I think the movie wants it to be, because as much as I hate bats, I've really grown up, you know, fond of these little guys.
Yeah, but I'll tell you, you kind of want that like smile, you son of a bitch moment from Jaws. Yeah. You know, like you kind of want that like.
But I would also argue
one
too,
bad shark. I can get down with one bad shark, but this is a whole species. I
would also say too.
I want to smile the son of a bitch too. I'm with you. I want them to form
kind
a
of why I wanted
big bat smile in the sky.
I wanted one big bat that was like the mother queen bat, and then you could like really kind of make that the villain. And then you get it. But unfortunately, they just made it a swarm of a million bats.
And like the couple, like the two big ones.
The two big ones, yeah. But I'm
in
a commercial
break.
They
weren't so dumb that they made them male and female, were they? That's the first rule of genetic mutations is you make them the same sex.
Yeah,
everyone knows.
Yeah,
I went to Petco to get my fish, and we had a bunch of fish.
Yeah,
they only sell you female fish because they don't have babies. And you're not stuck with a bunch of other fish. So
I guess that makes sense.
So I'm saying Petco figured this out.
Petco before Jurassic Park? Is that what you're saying?
Maybe Jurassic Park informed them. Well, I mean, it didn't work so well in Jurassic Park.
Honestly, well in Jurassic Park. Life finds a way, guys. That's the
thing. Life does find a way.
Life does find a way. Are you guys in a commercial?
No, we're in Good Job, guys.
Not yet.
Okay. Because I just had a commercial and now I'm in the denouement.
They're little badass.
It's a spooky denouement, though, so that's something.
Ah, love this. Love this dialogue. I smell bat doo-doo.
Did they just become like a thruple? I think they may be a thruple.
I think so. Let's hope. I love this story. How cute are these three, huh?
They are. They're adorable.
They would have been great in the sequel. Why didn't they ask them all back?
That's a very good question. So I
didn't appreciate what
I'm watching the ending credits now, guys. So you're gonna have one more commercial break and then end credits. I'm gonna turn this off though, so I don't have to hear it anymore.
Honey, you stink. You smell like bad doo-doo.
I have a feeling in the near future this season, Barrett, you're gonna say that to me.
Oh,
honey, you stink. You smell like bad doo-doo. Yeah,
we're gonna get out of
can we make that happen? Can we get that line into an episode of Station 19?
I mean,
oh my God, it'd be so good.
Barrett might just improv it and it'll stick. That's happened a couple times this season. So,
oh, interesting. Interesting.
So, I wouldn't put it past.
That is, you know what's following that, Kenny, on the 90s throwback?
Something I love.
I don't know. Double Dragon? You a fan?
No, not really. But it's Jean-Claude Van Damme playing.
It
twins,
is.
So, you kind of can't knock that.
You're getting two JCVD. Can't go wrong with that.
I love Double Dragon, the game. And they, you know, I always kind of harp. I think you know this, Phil. I don't understand why Nintendo hasn't just opened up its library and started making movies.
It's crazy.
So they made a
especially after Sonic doing so well for Sega. I mean, like.
Which I think is maybe. Well, they have some kind of relationship. Live action Mario really should be happening. I can't believe they're going animated. It just seems. I guess they made a live action Mario. It was.
Yeah.
Like 30 years ago.
Super Mario Brothers, 1993.
It's getting it's really getting reclaimed, don't you think, Phil?
Yeah, it is. It is.
It is.
Yeah. It's good stuff. I'm just looking at our Twitter here. People are loving this shit.
The movie? Or us talking.
Loving you guys talking about the movie. And the movie, it seems. lots of screen grabs. Lots of great screen grabs. Listen.
I just got scared, Barrett. I got an email. Did you get that? About the table read?
Uh-oh. Did it pop back up again?
No.
You guys late? Okay.
I was like, wait, what? It's okay. Disaster.
Okay. So are you guys are in a commercial?
I'm back from the commercial.
We're denouement.
Okay. Wait, are you so almost. You're seeing like spooky rocks, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
There's a great moment coming up. It's the button of the movie.
Oh, of course. Bat comes up out of the ground.
Yo, mommy, daddy bat, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, this is like the end of the Little Shop.
Yeah.
But.
Oh, no, it's.
Surprise.
Not what I thought.
Yeah.
Run over by the.
It's kind of a great beat, right?
It is. I'm sorry. I thought I was still behind. I thought I was
for you guys.
It's great.
Oh, it's a great beat to end on.
That was an excellent ending.
That was the best way to end it. Yeah.
That was smart.
Yeah. It's a good movie, guys. Bats was great.
Bats is fantastic. I don't think we should. Man. I mean, I would need to rate it. Guys.
Yeah.
You guys have real jobs. You can't thank
you enough. You guys are the fucking best. You came on for Bats.
I'm so glad I did. This was really fun.
And I'm excited for the next one, whatever it is.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. I mean, listen, we still got lots to cover. We'll definitely have you guys back for something fun. We'll figure out what that is. But listen, we had Lou Diamond Phillips come on and talk about bat shit. What else
can happen? Still shocked to talk about bat shit, which would have been a great question in hindsight.
You could tweet at him.
She's still mad.
He is a dope MF-er. I love him. I enjoyed the shit out of this movie, the bad shit out of this movie. So much better than I thought it would be. Guys, you're the best.
You're the best. We love you. And
wait, I got to look at you when you say bye. Sorry.
Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.
Thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Thank you, Pluto.
Thank you, Pluto.
Thank you, Pluto. This was so fun.
One last thing, please rate, review, and subscribe. Speaking of subscribing, check out our Patreon on all the best films of 1989, Batman, When Harry Met Sally, Fabulous Baker Boys, Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, Ghostbusters 2, Field of Dreams, Major League, and many, many more. We are covering all the best films of 1989 with amazing guests like Joanna Robinson, Liz Hanna, Hunter Covington, Brian Cogman, David Iserson, and many, many more. All your favorite guests from our 1999 podcast are coming on to the 1989 Patreon. You can sign up for it at patreon.com/podcastlikeit's1989. For only $5, you get access to all of these awesome episodes. And for a few bucks more, you get video of our 1999 episodes as well. Plus, there are other very cool tiers too, where you can even be a guest on our podcast. Please check out our Reddit as well at reddit.com/podcastlikeits. We're also on Twitter at podcastlikeits1999. We're also on Instagram at podcastlikeits1999. Thank you so much to Ernie and Will for producing our episodes, Sullivan for our social media, Jan Katas for our amazing art and theme songs, and most of all, thank you all for listening.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.